You're very welcome to a very busy Lorna Parker here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. We're coming up over the next hour, Brian Flannery on Liam Cahill's departure as Daisha hurling boss, Ursula Jacob will preview the All-Ireland Camogie quarter-final between Waterford and Limerick, and Dan Shanahan will be along later in the hour to look ahead to the All-Ireland hurling final. So we'll start with the breaking news this evening that Liam Cahill has stepped down as Waterford senior hurling manager after three seasons in charge. Waterford GAA said in a statement this afternoon that he has decided not to take up the option of a fourth year as Bannisdore. And to talk about this breaking story, I'm joined in studio by former Daisha defender Brian Flannery. Brian, thanks for calling in at such short notice. What's your reaction to Liam Cahill's departure?
Tomás, look, I suppose initially you'd have to be disappointed. You know, I think Liam Cahill is a top class manager. I don't think that's there's any doubt about that, and has made a significant contribution in the last 3 years to Waterford hurling. Like if you look at from, you know, competing in a Munster final, an All Ireland final, and winning a league title, it's an impressive 3 year spell in fairness. So certainly surprised, but not disappointed, but not altogether maybe surprised. I do remember the post game interview up in Cusick Park, coming away from it thinking that there was certainly an element of doubt in Liam's own mind at that stage. And obviously, I suppose whatever has happened in the last number of weeks has copper fastened that he's moving on.
Yeah, do you expect Liam Cahill now to take over as Tipperary manager, Brian, as after Colin Bonner was relieved of his duties, as said in that Tipperary County Board statement on Thursday?
Yeah, look, I mean, Tip County Board, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I certainly very disappointed when I was reading their statement. I think very callous in how the Tip County Board dealt with Colin Bonner for someone, you know, for anybody, irrespective of someone who's contributed hugely to Tipperary hurling for so long. I think it was a very callous decision and poor form and poorly treated, to be honest with you, on that side of it. Particularly when you think of the Tipperary side of things, that they're coming from a situation where they had a lot of players who had retired, number of players injured, the Shane McCallans, John McGrath, players overseas. I'm not sure what the Tip County Board would have expected this year, and relieved of their duties. I think maybe some of the Tip County Board should be relieved of their duties, to be honest with you. I think sometimes, you know, sometimes when something seems obvious, it actually can be that obvious, and when you put two and two together, sometimes and occasionally it can equal four. So, you know, would it be a huge surprise that Liam Cahill be announced as the new Tipperary manager in the next few days? Probably not. You know, he's never been shy about declaring the fact that it's a role that he wanted to fill at some stage in his career. And there's no doubt about it that Liam Cahill is certainly, and I'm sure he'll admit himself, he's probably a better senior hurling manager today than 3 years ago when he took up the position with Waterford. So, you know, if that's what transpires, you know, Tipperary are getting somebody with a very strong track record and somebody who now has senior experience.
It's not too long ago, Brian, that Waterford were touted as, you know, heirs apparent to Limerick, potential All-Ireland champions. How did the team go from league champions in April to exiting the Munster Championship in May?
Look, that's the big question, isn't it? And I suppose, you know, I think Liam Cahill himself, you know, would be looking for answers or querying how things could change so quickly. And I look back on the 3 weeks from the, I suppose, was it the Limerick game to the Cork match? There was a little bit of a longer break. And I suppose, look, we'd all love to know in those 3 weeks how things, I suppose, seemed to go downhill, and the performance, really the defeat to Cork was the game that scuppered Waterford's championship aspirations. You know, you had a home game in Welsh Park. That was the game they needed to win. I think the Ennis game, you were going up more in hope than anything else, and it was always going to be an unlikely set of results that would have saw Waterford through in the Munster Championship. So, you know, I think there'll be a bit of soul searching, and I'm sure, look, the players have a responsibility in that regard as well, to see, you know, what are the learnings from, you know, from that changeover from league to championship. You know, maybe next year, whoever's manager, there might be a lower emphasis on the league as well, given the fact that your Munster Championship is now in effect a second league anyway.
What were the high points of Liam Cahill's 3 years in charge, Brian?
Oh, look, there was plenty. I mean, even, you know, and again, unfortunately, and it was a very difficult time, remember, you know, we're talking about a couple of years there where we were playing games behind closed doors, where there was, you know, remote Zoom training meetings and reviews and everything else. So it was a very difficult period. And I think the you know, the success and how he navigated that is to huge credit to Liam Cahill and his team. But certainly, you know, Munster finals, to get back on the championship road, to win big championship games, to compete with Limerick in a Munster championship. You know, obviously the you know, the success up in Croke Park, beating Kilkenny again in an All-Ireland semi-final, again reaching an All-Ireland final. Now, again, it was an eerie occasion, you know, as that when you think back that and completely empty Croke Park for an All-Ireland final. So, you know, those are I suppose they're unusual highlights, but you know, they're achievements in themselves. And I suppose the league title that was won this year, there was a lot of very happy Waterford players, happy Waterford supporters in Semple Stadium on that day as well. So look, I think it's been a very productive spell, and you know, I think any manager, if you're leaving the team having achieved what Liam Cahill has done, and a lot of big days, a lot of good wins, and as I said, look, the Holy Grail to emulate the Men of 59 is still the target for any Waterford team or any new Waterford manager.
Yeah, that's the task for the next man in, Brian, to achieve that Holy Grail. Who are the main contenders, in your view, to take over from Liam Cahill?
Yeah, look, I mean, even already the talk about who's going to be the new Waterford manager, it seems amazing. We haven't even, as I said, it's a bit of a surprise what's happened today. But look, the names of the likes of Davy Fitz has been mentioned, Derek McGrath has been mentioned. You know, however, for me, I wouldn't be looking to the past. I'd be looking to more the here and now. And you know, for me, somebody like the likes of Tony Brown, you know, who has made a huge contribution this year, and I think Liam Cahill has acknowledged as much. You know, Tony Brown, I suppose, is someone who, you know, he's a master's in sports science. He's hugely regarded by the players and anybody who's ever worked with him. And I suppose, look, he's one of the most intelligent hurling men that I know. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if, you know, Sean Michael O'Regan and the county board were knocking on Tony's door to be the next Waterford senior hurling manager and to lead, I suppose, Waterford to certainly the next 2 to 3 years.
Is there a little bit of pressure now on the appointment, Brian, because it's 2 months on now since Waterford lost to Clare in the Munster Championship, and the club championships are going to be starting very, very shortly at the end of the month?
Yeah, look, to a degree, but you know, Waterford won't be playing, you know, league until next February or whatever. So it's not something I would rush either. You know, I think anybody who will be taken over will probably have a pretty good idea of the Waterford players and players' potential and that. So, and there's plenty of people to support any new manager, whether he be internal or external in that regard. So, the last thing Waterford need to do now is to make a rush appointment. You get the feeling that it's come as a little bit of a surprise to Waterford GA and Waterford County Board. I'd be surprised if, you know, if we were sitting here next week and there was an announcement and an appointment made. I don't think we're in that position. As I said, it wouldn't surprise me if the Tipperary County Board were making another appointment in the very near term. But no, I would think, you know, it's time to take stock of where we are in hurling and Waterford, who is the best person. But as I said, you know, I'd be looking for somebody with the credentials that Tony Brown has, and somebody who's, you know, of the here and now and not necessarily of the past.
Well, former Waterford defender Brian Fennery, thanks a million for dropping the studio this evening.
Cheers, Tomás.
Waterford lead by 3, 223 to 226. Coming out as Tara Lines, as always, he always comes out of those loose ropes. He's like Peter Stringer in his heyday with Munster. The ball goes long, dropping side to Kilkenny D. Time is ticking down. It's 73 minutes. We should hear a final whistle very, very shortly. Time is ticking down. Referee Fergal Horgan is looking at his watch. They steady themselves now. Ball now on to Austin Gleeson. Austin looks. Austin shoots. Jamie to Austin, and Austin delivers again. Frankie Walsh should be happy with his Mount Saint clubman. Over the bar it goes. It's all over. It's all over. And Waterford have beaten Kilkenny in an All-Ireland semi-final. We haven't beaten them in Croke Park since 59. A lot has happened since then. But what a win. What a win for the men from the Dacia. Superb third quarter. That made the difference. Liam Cahill has done it with Tip. Now he's done it with Waterford.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.